It's our weekly interview, our bi-weekly interview with Coach Joe Haynes of the Waynesville Football Tigers after a 42-7 loss to the Camdenton Lakers on Friday night. And pretty much, Coach, the Lakers had our number.
Well, they did what they needed to do as far as execution-wise on offense, and they played well enough on defense. I can't give them 100% credit because I think at times our team also helped in our own self-destruction, which has kind of been the theme of the weekend, so to speak.
Yeah, a lot of yards and penalties. Of course, that didn't help. And then, of course, you just really couldn't get the offense on track. The running game didn't work, and the passing game certainly did not work.
Yeah, you know, and that's the thing. Just we've got to get to the point where we're consistent. If we, you know, everybody, it's easy for people from the outside to look and say, well, the quarterbacks aren't playing well, or the line's not playing well, the receivers aren't playing well. But when we go back, we break down the very first drive. We had one little bad pass, but it didn't get blocked up very well. But after that, it was just drop pass, you know, drop balls, missed blocks, one here or there, one misstep, or, you know, a missed snap or a botched snap. But it was very, very, nothing major, all little, very little things, little details, which is something we stress a lot. And it was evident that the little details is what got us in a hole really quick on all three phases. You know, between special teams as well as O&D. So those things are what's going to have to be emphasized once again, and now hopefully after experiencing that, the players will take that to heart a lot more than the coaches have been stressing.
Yeah, an old saying goes back years and years. You do the little thing right, and the big things take care of themselves, and that's what's going to have to happen down the road for your Tigers.
No doubt about it, because every week we're going to roll into a team who can beat us if we don't do the little things well. It doesn't matter what team you bring up on our schedule. It's going to be a dogfight. And if you're one of those teams that gets a large victory, it's because you did all the little things well and you made big plays when you need to. And we are capable of doing all of that. And I know it sounds crazy, but when you look at the scoreboard, you see it's 42-7. And then us as a coaching staff, we go back and look, and we break down the game film and say, guys, this was a winnable game. We just helped beat ourselves. So our confidence isn't down any. And the good news, I guess, in a sense, if there's a silver lining, is they're in our district. So there's a good chance they're going to wind up in a bunch in the middle with us, and we could see these guys again, and a redemption game may be in our favor. But if not, we have to learn from this, and we got to take everything that we could do better and apply it to this next game against Kickapoo.
And we'll talk to you later on this week about the Chiefs and the Waynesville Tigers coming up on Friday night. Coach, thanks for the visit this morning.
No problem. Thanks for everything. Go Tigers.